Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Director General, and distinguished colleagues. It is an honor and a pleasure to join my colleagues from all over the world at this 38th Conference of the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. The United States remains firmly committed to FAO's mandate to raise levels of nutrition, improve agricultural productivity, better the lives of rural populations, and contribute to the growth of the world economy. The 2012-13 State of Food and Agricultural Report touches on issues of great importance to the United States. The United States takes seriously its role as a global food security leader and a leader in agricultural innovation to meet modern challenges and the growing demands for food. Since the early days of his administration, President Obama has emphasized his commitment to robust U.S. leadership on food security issues. From our G8 commitment in 2009 to prioritize donor support for food security and nutrition, which led to our Feed the Future program, and through his launch last year at Camp David of the New Alliance, which is revolutionizing private investment for agriculture in Africa. This year's State of Food and Agriculture report portrays the challenges that we face around the world, including in the United States, that is, the twin challenges of obesity and hunger. They are present in every city, in every town, and in every school in America. There are youngsters who are dealing with it with weight issues, and at the same time, there are youngsters who are literally not fed well, or in some cases, not fed at all before coming to school. And the impact of this is obvious. Children who are hungry or those who are overweight may suffer from chronic diseases that they will carry into adulthood, ultimately increasing the cost of healthcare and decreasing the quality of their lives. And these young people today are, of course, our leaders and innovators of the future, which makes this an education issue, an economic issue, and a national security issue as well. In 1946, when the U.S. school lunch program was established by President Harry Truman, he was concerned that we didn't have enough well-fed people to defend our country. And now, 65 years later, we are challenged at both ends of that spectrum, and we are changing the U.S. school lunch program to provide healthier food choices. Poor diet and physical inactivity are the most important factors contributing to an epidemic of overweight and obesity affecting women, men, and children in all segments of our society, and they are associated with the major causes of morbidity and mortality in the United States. At the same time, we recognize that in recent years, nearly 15% of American households at one time or another have been unable to acquire adequate food to meet their needs. But at nearly the same time that the U.S. was establishing its school lunch program, the United States also formally launched its international food aid efforts through the establishment of the Office of Food for Peace. And in the nearly 60 years since then, we have not stood still. In addition to our emergency food security efforts, we began the McGovern Dole Food for Education and Child Nutrition Program, which supports education, child development, and food security for millions of the world's poorest children. And to build on our efforts to develop improved food products, the Micronutrient Fortified Food Aid Products Pilot Program has begun. This program provides grants to organizations to develop new food products that are tailored to the nutritional needs of specific populations. Products developed to date target stunting, vitamin deficiencies, and anemia. These are just some examples of our commitment to food assistance and nutrition. But agricultural innovation can also lead the way in driving the economic growth necessary to reduce food insecurity and poverty. American farmers have led and will continue to lead the world in innovating to sustainably increase production, respond to a changing environment, and to do more with fewer natural resources. The U.S. government and private sector remain committed to this innovation. We want to create the solutions to adaptation and mitigation of climate change. We want to encourage entrepreneurship in local and regional food systems, promoting access to investment and linking them to the broader economy. We are investing in research and new technologies, focusing our limited research dollars on targeted priorities, working collaboratively with other significant investors in agricultural research. At the same time, we're trying to address the serious problem of food waste. On June 4th, USDA launched the U.S. Food Waste Challenge, calling on those all across the food chain, producer groups, processors, manufacturers, retailers, communities, and other government agencies to join the effort to reduce, recover, and recycle food waste. Secretary Vilsack commented that the United States has the most productive and abundant food supply on Earth, but too much of it goes to waste. This program is an opportunity to better educate people across the nation of the problem of food waste and begin to address it. But of course, we're here today because global food security is not only a national discussion, it impacts all nations. Food insecure countries have to place a priority on agriculture and food security, and the private sector, civil society, and donor countries all have roles in supporting agricultural growth. That is why we're working in a number of international fora to build capacity to fight food insecurity, including by open access to data and other research collaboration. The United States was privileged to host the recent G8 conference on open data for agriculture and the creation of an online virtual community for agricultural data. Greater access to these tools will allow farmers and ranchers around the world to produce more, increase access to food and markets, and provide ladders of opportunity for improved incomes for people in rural places around the world. That's why we're also active partners in the G20 Agricultural Market Information Systems, or AMIS, to improve food market transparency and encourage coordination of policy action in response to market uncertainty. Innovation will help us sustainably intensify production to grow the food we need, but trade is the engine we rely on to distribute food to those in need. The United States remains committed to a global rules-based trading system, and trade and efficient markets are critical to global food security. The three international standard-setting bodies, OIE, IPPC, and Codex Alimentarius, have an increasingly crucial role to play. They contribute significantly to sustainable systems for food security and nutrition by adopting hundreds of international standards that protect the health of consumers worldwide and ensure fair international trade practices. I am pleased to represent the United States at the side event commemorating the 50th anniversary of Codex on Friday of this week, and I hope I will see you there. To be sure, the work ahead of us is challenging, and because of this, we need one another now more than ever. And we know that resources around the world are tight, so we need to be strategic and thorough in our planning processes. The United States budget policy for all international organizations in the United Nations is zero nominal growth. This is the most feasible and sustainable approach to funding international organizations in this difficult budget environment. But we are ready to work with FAO to find creative solutions that express programmatic priorities, but respect and work within our resource commitments. We believe we can work within the fiscal realities we face without negatively impacting core programs. This is a pivotal time in FAO's history, one that presents FAO stakeholders with a unique opportunity to make a difference. We, the U.S. delegation, are pleased to partner with all of you this week in recommitting ourselves to the important work done by FAO, eradicating hunger and fostering sustainability and food security for all the world's people. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.